Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, August 16th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, is Elizabeth Warren really leading the Democrats in Iowa? Is that happening? That's what a new poll out yesterday says, that it's not even really close, but there is reason to be a little skeptical of those numbers. Two, why isn't anyone asking those Democrats running how Obamacare failed and why voters should trust them again to overhaul the healthcare system? Seem like simple questions, but media members aren't asking any of the candidates who are running on massive reform to explain. And number one, President Trump with a big rally last night in New Hampshire. Might that be a state he can add to his corner in 2020? He told voters there they had no choice but to cast a ballot to reelect him. We'll hear more from the president in just a bit. It is a Friday morning. Welcome to it all across the great state of Michigan, where at least in two corners of our worlds, it's foggy. It's foggy down here in Hillsdale. Alex reports it is also foggy up in the Lansing area this morning. Can I presume the entire state is shrouded in fog? Perhaps. But cooler today before, at least down here, it heats up for the weekend and into early next week. We'll see how much summer we have left. It is mid-August. We should expect more hot days. Out in the heat yesterday for what it was in Toledo. Went to the zoo out there with the family. First time out at the Toledo Zoo and Aquarium. Not too shabby. My son's favorite, the giraffes, the penguins, and the flamingos. He loved the flamingos. And daughter liked the tiger and the giraffe and the hippos. So those the favorites of a six-year-old and four-year-old at the Toledo Zoo yesterday. Avoided some of those scattered storms that popped up yesterday. Some of those strong across parts of the state and heading into Ohio. But so this is a weird day, as I mentioned before the top of the hour. A little tease there that it's a Monday. It feels like a Monday for me. There was a Friday, of course, and Friday for everyone else, too. But I had the past 2 days off before coming back for a day today. I think we'll be okay. Just get my mind straight. It's Friday, not Monday. Friday, not Monday. Coming up on today's program here on the Steve Gruber Show, Todd Sefferati, a successful entrepreneur, CEO, and activist, talking about his new book, Big Tech Tyrants. Also in hour one, as I just mentioned, Phil Kirpin from American Commitment will be with us to talk about this Democratic healthcare debate in which they don't have to explain how Obamacare failed or why they should be trusted again to overhaul the system. Hour two, Mark Mix with the National Right to Work. He's president there. Caught a story earlier this week in the Detroit News, I think, about how harsh and how antagonistic Democrats running are to Right to Work. It should not be a surprise, of course. We'll talk with Mark Mix about that. Steve Gruber, you might know him, also in hour two, live from New Hampshire. We were at the rally last night. We'll talk hear some audio, I should say, in just a bit from last night's rally. And Ron Van Timmeren gets you set for the weekend at Celebration Cinemas. What's playing at the box office? We're kind of stuffed full of things today. Hour three, Steve Doolin and also Alan Bolter, Associate Director of the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. And wrap things up with Steve Hacht, a businessman, writer, film producer. He's lived in Guatemala since 1972. It's quite a long time. He'll join us to talk about Guatemala and how, perhaps, something there can help President Trump's reelection bid. It's curious, aren't you, now, about what that might be? Well, you got to stick around. Hour three of the Steve Gruber Show, we will fill you in. In case you don't know who I am, well, I am Scott Bertram, of course. I just looked. I've been doing this for at least 2 years, more than that, filling in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, but always new listeners. That's a good thing. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I've been for more than 3.5 years now. Time flies. We are getting set for the fall term. Classes start in about a week and a half or so. So students will be back on campus, and they make up the bulk of the activity here at the old radio station. I also teach in the journalism department here at Hillsdale. You could also catch me in the Hillsdale podcast, the official podcast of Hillsdale College. It's called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Find that in all fine places you find podcasts like SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and now at Spotify as well. New weekly every Friday. Also heard on many of these fine radio stations as well. And a new one out today. I'll tell you more about the episode a little later on in the program, but we invite you to listen, enjoy, please share, please subscribe. Our goal is to bring you as close to the Hillsdale campus as you can get without actually being here. Some of the conversations taking place on campus, some of the debates, some of our fine professors and faculty members all highlighted on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And if that's not enough, well, there's a brand new classical education podcast Hillsdale has. You can find that. I host. And if that's not enough, you can also find me hosting Political Beats at National Review. It's a program in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about politics whatsoever, but about their favorite band or artist. We've just done a couple of our summer spectaculars. The Beach Boys, the Rolling Stones, each of those bands getting a two-part treatment, and out last week and a new one out in about a week on Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Well, he's had other bands too, but Elvis Costello, his career. Political Beats found where fine podcasts are found, and also at nationalreview.com. You could say I'm busy, but I also still find time, of course, to be here with you, the Steve Gruber Show audience, and love to be talking with you here on a Friday morning. All right, Trump audio in the next segment. Let me tell you a bit about what happened last night in New Hampshire. There was a heckler. The president responded. We'll hear that. President told New Hampshire rallygoers, we have a bunch of socialists or communists to beat. Okay. And if you heard this, I think Steve might have covered this yesterday, Joe Biden, a report out that Joe Biden might scale back his campaign schedule to avoid gaffes. You know what? I don't think it's the number of campaign stops. I just think it's Joe Biden. No matter what that number is of campaign stops and schedules and rallies, he's still going to be Joe Biden. President Trump saying last night that the campaign of Joe Biden was a disaster. And on reports that Biden might scale back his campaign schedule, the president said, quote, if I ever did that, it would be over. The fake news would get us. President said if Biden's campaign advisors limit the former vice president's media exposure before next year's election, it could cost him the White House. If anyone knows the value of media exposure, well, it's President Trump. The media gave him a whole lot of, you know, before he was the evil orange guy, as they make him out to be now. Boy, they covered him nonstop during the campaign, during the primary, and during the general election campaign. He was the beneficiary of so much media coverage, of course. Report published Thursday in The Hill, unidentified Biden allies suggest that Biden could limit his campaign stops before the 2020 election to minimize the bad publicity resulting from his verbal blunders. The allies claim that cutting back on appearances would also prevent critics like the president from suggesting the 76-year-old Biden is too old and not mentally fit to be president. So by cutting back a schedule and being less active, it will prevent him from being criticized for being unfit to be president. I'm not sure I'm following the logic. We'll hear some of the president from last night in New Hampshire coming up next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.